6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Thank you. Amen. Can you guys hear me? Y'all got me doing all this hollering and screaming and worshiping God, and the mic wasn't even on. But that's okay, because God inherits the praise of his people. And as a result of us praising the Lord, we know that he's going to bless us real good. First, we want to just welcome all of our visitors, those who may be online with us. We say welcome, 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 welcome. This is the place to be. It's a place to belong, because we are in the presence of Jesus Christ. What do you say? Do we have any visitors out in the audience for the first time visiting with us? We ask you to stand. Come on. Give us your name. Just give us information about you, who you are. Okay. All right. Well, welcome. Anyone else? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, look here. Understand something about this particular section in the worship service. Jesus is here.
Amen.
And he's grateful that you're here.
That's right.
And now we all together is going to be blessed by the presence of God. Amen.
Amen.
We have a few announcements. Actually, on this coming Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we're going to resume our Bible study. We're studying the book of the last day events. We're in chapter 5. And believe, you don't want to miss this.
Amen.
You don't want to miss Amen. This. Because what we are learning and discussing in that process is know where the church stands. What do you say? Amen. 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 So come and join us on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And we're going to be studying again the book of the last day events. Amen. One other announcement. From here on out, we will be going out at least once a month. Now that the weather, God has given us favor. What do you say?
Amen.
So we're going to be visiting our community. We want them to come and pray. We want to go and pray with them so they can come and worship with us. What do you say? And I believe God is going to bless us real good because of our sacrifice on time. Amen. And using our talents, and where Jesus will be seen and they will be blessed. Another announcement. On Tuesday, on April the 2nd, it says come and shop from 1 to 4. On Tuesday, what? April the 2nd? At what time? 1 to 4. The big bags. Bring your big... Bring your big black shopping bags. Y'all can hear the announcements out there. Amen. They know better than I do. Amen. Amen. But the Lord is good. And we ask you to do that. And this is going to be on Monday, on April the 13th. It says in the church, and there's going to be a church business meeting. Amen.
Amen.
On April the 13th. It's going to be right at sunset at 7:30, church business meeting. Please attend so we can discuss God's business. Amen?
Amen.
Anyone know where that shopping going to be? We don't have an address on that. At Brother Chester's house. Okay. Okay. I tell you what, this is what we're going to do. After church, see Pastor Chester. Come on and stand up, Pastor Chester. See him. He will give you his address. The shopping will be at his house. And again, that's going to be April the 2nd on Tuesday from 1 to 4. All right. That's all with the announcements. I messed that all the way up. So you guys can get your laugh in while you're at home right now. Because we're going to go right back into worship. What do you say? So we're going to have fun with God. We're going to have a good time. But we're also going to bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let us worship in the spirit and the truth.
Amen.
he a good God? Is he a good God? He's an awesome God. And the simple fact that we're standing, sitting, singing, praising, all I have is yours. I owe it all to thee. Oh, what a wonderful and loving Savior we serve. You know, there comes that time when you just want to just shout. And I'm not a shouting person. But I tell you, that song, thank you, Joseph. That song makes me want to shout. And have mercy, Lord. Hope I can pray. Truly, God is good. He's blessed us. He's kept us. We've been through so much since January coming in here. We've lost loved ones. We've been through surgeries. We've been up. We've been down. We've been all around. But he's here. Oh, I love that. And so it's that time that we have to come together to pray. How many of you know that he's a God that answers prayer? He's a God that's always there. And he's waiting, and he just wants to hear from you and from I. And so we ask, if you desire to have a special prayer, to come on before the throne of God as we pray. And if you can't make it, bow your heads in reverence. Kneel if you want, but let's give our all to our Lord. Oh, yes, because he can and he will set us free. Oh, yes. Oh, he's such a good God. I just want to take a moment just to look around at everyone that's standing before me. And Lord, as I'm looking, I'm asking that you would take note of each individual standing here. Lord, I may not know what's on their heart, what's in their mind, but I know, Father God, that you do. And you're that kind of God, Lord, that even before we can ask it, you've already began to answer. As a matter of fact, you might have already answered it because you're that kind of God. And so, Lord, not because I'm precious or anything, Lord, remove the man, but let the Spirit of God be moved, Father, that your children will be blessed. And so, Lord, as we come right now, heads bowed, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the song says, I will, I shall, I must. Why? Because we owe it all to thee. And we understand with the fullness of understanding that you will bless us and that you will keep us. And if we can have that spirit driven within our souls, Lord, that truly we do owe it all to thee, we'll understand, Lord, just how powerful you are. Lord, has stated earlier that the beginning of this year has been a rough one. The enemy is mad. He's angry, Lord, but we give no credit to him. Because in spite of all that he's thrown our way, we stand firm, Lord, on the word of God. Excited, Lord, to share this gospel, to lift up your name in praise and worship. And someone, Lord, someone is in need of you. Lord, whether they're here, whether they're online, someone, Lord, needs you today. And so, Lord, we're asking that as we sing, as we shout, as we speak, as we preach, let this word, Lord, go forth with power, saving your children. Lord, I can't even begin to understand the totality or what's happening in each and everyone's life that's standing before me. But I dare say, Lord, many of us that are standing, Lord, are standing in pain or standing in sickness are standing, Lord, because we need a help. We need help from the God of heaven. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, that you would be that balm in Gilead right now, right today, Lord. Take away the pain. Touch the temple and heal it, Lord. Do what only you can do, Lord. We know, Lord, that you move, that you manifest yourself in the impossible. And so, Lord, please, touch your children. Whatever ailment is holding them down, keeping them back, touch them, Lord, and heal them. And Lord, let them understand it's not because of anything that we can do, but it's because of your love and your mercy for us. But we do understand one thing for sure, Lord, that if we have faith, you're faithful and willing to do so. So strengthen our faith, Lord, that we will walk according to your word. Lord, some are standing here right now, Lord, who are dealing with financial difficulties. Lord, I don't even begin to understand or know how many jobs were lost during COVID, or how many jobs have not been replaced, or how many people are living on the last check. But I do know one thing for sure, that you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. And because, Lord, you are God, there is none other beside you. And so, Lord, we ask that you would cover your children, Lord. Lord, you know who needs a roof over their head. Lord, you know who needs clothes on their back. Lord, you know who needs food to eat. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cover them. We ask, Lord, that you would lift them up and let them know that their help cometh from thine. Lord, we know that there are some that are even standing in this circle today, who are going through pains of relationship, Lord. But we know, Lord, that you are the best counselor that ever walked this earth. You are the best counselor that sits high and looks low. But more importantly than sitting and looking, Lord, you touch. And so, Lord, we ask that your hands of mercy would be stayed upon your children, Lord. Bring our relationships on one accord with thee. So in saying that, Lord, help each individual to find their relationship knitted and grounded in you, so that as they press forward, then they can move as one, united in Jesus. Because that's who you are. And Lord, we just ask that you will bless this worship hour. Lord, touch your manservant. We may know the name. We may even know the height. But what we don't know is where the Spirit of God is on his heart. And so, Lord, remove the man and let the Spirit of God be seen, felt, and heard. Bless him, Lord, that not only will he bless your children, but that he'll be a blessing even unto himself. We ask, Lord, that you would move in this hour, this worship hour, and bring all of us, Lord, all of us on one accord with thee. So that as Christ said to his disciples, and even as he expressed to his Father, we would all become one, united. And so, Lord, I'm tired. I'm sure everyone else is too. But we do understand that the way home is outside these doors. So bless us, Lord, that we will take this gospel to the highways and to the byways, testifying of the goodness of who you are, shouting, preaching, singing. And then, Lord, you do what you do best. Bring your children home. For we ask it, Lord, not because we're worthy, but because you're worthy. And so we ask it in the power asserted unto your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen.
Oh, yes, everything that we have, we owe it to thee, Lord. This morning, as we come before you at stewardship time, we don't want to forget. the sacrifice that was made for us on Calvary's cross. If for no other reason you want to dig deep into your pockets this morning, you want to remember the sacrifice that was made for us even while we were yet sinners. Christ chose to die for us. We're going to ask the deacons if they would come forward as they're coming. Don't forget backpack Sabbath. Please put your monies in the envelope. Put it on Cash App. Stewardship Nugget, we're asking for your time, your talent, your temple. Come on, deacons, and your treasure. Let me pray while we go ahead and ask God to bless this offering. God, we ask you to bless this offering in the name of Jesus. Bless those that didn't think they were going to be able to give this morning, but Lord, you made a way. God, we thank you for these offerings that we're going to receive in overabundance. God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
Take unto you the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Right.
which is the word of God. By now, you should know I'm a scripture elder, and so I was, you know, I have a whole lot of scriptures, but then scriptures, that's all okay. That's all right. But John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. And let us go to our scriptures reading this morning. Yes, it's on the screen. If you found Matthew, what book did I say?
Matthew
chapter 16, verse 17 through 18. Will you remember the word and stand with me as we read? Shall we read together? When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, they say, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, all the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but our Father who is in heaven.
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
You may be seated. Consider with me the subject. Get a piece of the rock. And I assure you that I won't be talking about predestination. I'm talking about the rock. Can you say
amen?
Let us pray. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, God will deliver him out of them all. Gracious Lord, again, we come before your presence. Nothing in our hands we bring, simply by faith to the cross we cling. And as we come this morning, may you sanctify thy word. May the paraclete, the one who strengthens and guides, may the one who helps our helper condescend in this place, stamp his seal of approval that where two or three are gathered together in his name. There he will be in the midst. Lord, we leave from this sacred desk and this sacred place having a piece of the rock. In Jesus' name, amen. The ministry of Jesus had come to full circle with his disciples. He chose Caesarea Philippi, located in the northern area of Israel. He had the disciples with him: Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. You haven't heard me today? They were there because Jesus had selected them to go there. Caesarea Philippi was inundated with pagans and idol worshipers. But yet Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, saw a respite for his disciples. And while there, Jesus was trying to reveal information to his disciples, all 12 of them, to prepare them for the next phase. You see, church, Jesus was about to reveal him dying at Calvary's cross, and he was concerned whether or not his chosen was ready to accept what he had to go through. Are you praying with me this morning? And so he goes to Caesarea Philippi, away from the cross. Sometimes when you are bombarded with mess and confusion, when you're bombarded with all kinds of noise and distraction, I say to you, sometimes you got to come aside and rest a while. 3 years. But before that, he was trying to reach the people. The Bible says that one day he was trying to reach them, and he came unto the Lord, and the Lord received him not. Every time, from the manger to the cross, he was constantly harassed by the arch deceiver of the universe. He worked through him directly or through someone to try to hamper Jesus. When he was prophesied to be born by Michael the prophet, Michael 5:2 says, O thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little amongst the nation, out of it shall he come forth. At the age of 2, the devil got into Herod. One day I learned that, when I read about the story in Herod, King Herod, I noticed, I don't know if you noticed this too, when I read about King Herod, that joker was living a long time. But you know what I discovered? There were 3 Herods. Come on and say amen. Yeah, granddaddy, daddy, and son. That's another story. But at the age of 2, King Herod got mad when when they come back with a word about the Christ child, and the Bible says he got mad and destroyed the babies 2 years and under. At the age of 30, he was baptized by his cousin, John the Baptist, in the River Jordan. And this ushered in his ministry, his public ministry, and he began to pick his disciples. It was said that he went in Matthew 23 and cried on the top of a mountain and said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how you killed the prophet. How often have I gathered you as a hen gathered her chicken, but you would not. Therefore, your house will live unto you because you can't say amen. I'm just giving you a little information before you get some inspiration. Can you pray? And so, Jesus began to call his disciples to him. And everywhere he went, they questioned him. They called him, he was from illegitimate pedigree. Every time, is not this the father's son? Every time, you know about Abraham, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time you accomplish something, guess who the first person gonna say something? The haters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And they questioned Jesus' credibility. So let me clear the air for you this morning. Jesus placed his disciples, 12 unlearned men, in the school of Christ. And I know that some people who lack credentials, so let me break this down to you. Jesus was a professor. The Bible says no man spake like he spake. Can you say amen? And so if you want to know Jesus' credentials in the school of Christ, let me break it down to you. Jesus held a GED. Because he gave earnest dedication to his father. He had a BA because he was born again. He had an MA because he was the master of his circumstances. He even had a PhD because he received power from the Holy Ghost daily on the throne.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to be here. He says to his disciple, Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew, he began to inquire of his disciples. He wanted to see where they were because he had to reveal to them what he must go through. Have you ever had to give somebody bad news? And you didn't know how to really explain it.
Right. Yes,
sometimes you have sweet this life. Sometimes you want it worried. You don't want to say it, but you got to say it. You toss and turn. That was no easy way to disclose to his disciples what Jesus was going to say. But he had to find out where their faith was. And he asked, in our scripture reading, let's go to it. In verse 18, when he came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say Son of the living God. The devil is trying to discourage us because his greatest tool is discouragement. But he goes back to Peter and says, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Blessed are all of us. What is your name? The Lord has revealed this secret unto you. And so upon this rock, I'll build a church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. I've noticed that when some of us are in church, and I'm not talking about this church because you all don't do it. I'm talking about there. Some say. Some say, and some say they observe, that when they come into the house of the Lord, that we, some say, come with an attitude that we're blessing God with our presence as opposed to God blessing us with his presence. We've gotten too important now, but keep thy foot without going into the house of the Lord and be more ready to hear. Because we serve an awesome God. Want you to know that there are those who don't want to give God praise. The Lord is blessed over and over and again. And we won't open our hearts to praise him. We think it's by happenstance. We think that we're in the right place at the right time. Lamentations 3:21-23 says, it is by his mercy that we're not consumed. We ought to give God praise this morning for what he's done. And I want to tell you that if you serve the Lord, just get a piece of the rock. And since you're all quiet and don't want to praise him, I hate to tell you, but I brought my praise with me. So I'm going to lift him up if you don't want to lift him up. He's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He opened doors that no man shut, and shut doors that no man opened. For he says he's amazing grace. How sweet the sound. The same a wretch like me. He says, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He says, he's a comforter who has promised he'll never leave you nor forsake you, even unto the end of the world. He says, he's divinity wrapped in humanity. He says, he's everlasting unto everlasting. He is God. He is F says, when you're ostracized, isolated, and all by yourself, he's a friend that's getting closer. That he, brother. Yeah. He says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. It says he's holy. Holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. For the earth is full of his glory. But what about I got you. I'm not gonna pray. When the road is rough and the going gets tough, and the hills are so hard to climb. Philippians 4:13 reminds me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. James says, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come. But what about Pan Am? Somebody, Pan, I got you saved. He's King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords. What about him? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, for he is thank you. I thought somebody was trying to give me a little praise by now. You said he's a universal priest. He's our Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He opened doors that no man shut it. And shut the doors that no man opened. You didn't open that door. You said he's a universal priest. Well, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, you are the vines, you are the branches. If you abide in me, and I abide in you, you bear much fruit. W says, you go where? Without the water. What's that? With a little brother, down the set of railroad tracks, heading toward the tunnel. And as they continued to walk, you know how young kids are, they became distracted, going down the set of railroad tracks, one on the left side, one on the right, still playing, oblivious of what's going on. They continued to walk down the set of railroad tracks toward the tunnel. When all of a sudden, out of the background, not too distant background, they hear the shrill sound of an uncornered locomotive. Big sister, not knowing how close or how far of a distance that the locomotive was, she didn't take a chance, but she looked around and panicked because she didn't see her little brother. And all it could be said or could be heard from the big sister is, little brother, cling to the rock, cling to the rock, cling to the rock. And that's why I'm going to leave with you this morning, tabernacle phrase. servant of the Lord says, there are conscientious souls who trust partly to God and partly to themselves. They do not look to God to be kept by a star, but they rely upon the performance of certain duties to be accepted of Him. But they rely upon the performance of certain duties to be accepted by Him.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, were you blessed today?
Lord,
we ask that you continue to get a piece of the rock. But after church, God expects for us to give a piece of the rock to someone else. What do you say? We're trying to help God build his kingdom before he come back. So today we're going to go right after church for those who are willing. I want you to meet us down front right here, right after church. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to give you a few instructions. Then we're going to hit the streets so we can give someone another glimpse of who Jesus is, so they can be able to say that they know who Jesus is too. Amen? Come on and stand with me and let us have our benediction. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we are so grateful that you decide to visit us today. And we pray, oh God, that you allow our hearts to burn within. That we ask that you seal the decisions that has been made. And we also ask that the Spirit of the living God will truly stay with us as we try to help you build your kingdom. Now we ask, oh Lord, as we leave this place, we ask that you never leave our presence and allow us to never leave your presence. Allow us to stay connected in spirit and in truth. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let the church say, amen. You may be seated.